This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. Are radical Islamists plotting to take over America from the inside? And are their interns strategically placed in Congress in order to replace the U.S. Constitution with Sharia law? Well, a congressman out of North Carolina believes those things are true. And Representative Sue Myrick is leading the fight now to warn us about what she calls the Muslim mafia. Myrick would be a much simpler person, actually. She was just prejudiced against Muslims, but that's not the case. Julie Rose can explain this to us. She's a reporter with WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina. Julie, good morning.
Good morning, Celeste.
So, Sue Myrick, explain the character of this congresswoman for us, because I think she kind of represents a certain population in the United States. She is convinced there is a Muslim mafia that is plotting to take over the United States and put the U.S. under Sharia law.
Right, right. And a mafia, not so much in terms of, like, you know, people out there with a hit on others or whatever, organized crime, but really this idea that they want to convert people to a radical ideology and launch terror threats here on our home soil. So Sue Myrick is interesting. She's a Republican from Charlotte. She's been in office since 95. After 9/11, she founded the House Anti-Terror Caucus because she became convinced of this threat. She's now on the House Intelligence Committee, so she's getting a lot of inside briefings. And she really believes this is even a bigger threat than she even thought a couple of years ago.
Okay, so here's what Sue Myrick has to say about whether or not she's trying to make people in her district scared of Muslims.
It's not a matter of trying to instill fear in people that they should look at every Arab or every Muslim or everybody who looks different than they do with suspicion and fear. We're just saying, hey, you need to be aware that there are terrorist cells here, that there are people operating who do what to do us harm in our country.
So what she's doing is she's pointed to certain things. In Raleigh, North Carolina, there were the seven guys accused of a homegrown terror plot. We had the homegrown terror plot out of Colorado, and now the incident at Fort Hood. She's taking these completely isolated, unrelated incidents and turning this into what she believes is a movement. Is that relatively accurate?
Yep, she likes to call it connecting the dots. And every time an incident like this happens, she'll send out press releases. And even when there's not one, she'll send out every couple of weeks, it seems, a press release talking about Islamo-fascist infiltrators and radical Islamists who are trying to take over. And like she says, it's not about fear. I mean, what she claims is that she's actually trying to draw the distinction. And she's always careful to say these are a small minority of the Muslims in America. And she now is kind of focusing on how she's trying to give the moderate Muslims, as she calls them, the mainstream, more of a voice. She wants them to get kind of active in coming out against this these terror activities and really put themselves up. But the words that she uses are troubling to a lot of Muslims.
Well, here's Salahuddin Hassan, a Charlotte area Muslim, talking about that very thing.
Muslim mafia, come on now. Just stop using that language. That language needs to be canned. Because I'm a Muslim, and see, we all done been lumped together. You got my kufi on in the grocery store. You look at me out the corner of your eye when you see me. Oh, this guy got a bum. This guy may have something. You better watch him. That's what they're doing. This is not good.
Very, very quickly, the Muslim population in North Carolina, they are supporters, or they don't know what to do with her?
They don't think she's a friend, typically, but interestingly, recently she just sat down with, for the first time in a year or so, with some local Muslim leaders, and they actually came away kind of convinced that maybe she is trying to help, and there are Muslims out there who think she's right.
Well, we'll see how that goes. Julie Rose is a reporter for WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, friend or foe in North Carolina with Sue Myrick.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.